West Georgia's first news on this Wednesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Well, Republican candidates claiming victory in every contested race on ballots in Carroll and Harrelson counties on Tuesday, and voters give two more local cities the authority to regulate Sunday sales of alcohol. Donald Trump, with support from more than 70% of Carroll County voters and more than 87% of Harrelson County voters, and he claimed victory in the state of Georgia, collecting the Peach State's 16 electoral votes. The U.S. House of Representatives District 3 race, Brian Jack defeating Mara Keller with two-thirds of the vote from the 15-county district.
Thank you to the over 200,000 voters from Georgia's 3rd Congressional District for electing me to represent you in the United States.
Only one county, Henry County, supporting Keller over Jack. Matt Brass defeats Jenny Enderlin for State Senate District 6. Tim Bearden defeats Wanda Cooper 65-35 for State Senate District 30.
Thank you to everyone over in Harrelson, Carroll, Douglas, and Pollen County for the support to trust me to lead in District 30, to keep District 30 conservative. And we will continue to do that as long as we're in the legislature to make sure that we support the conservative values.
District 70 State House of Representatives, Lynn Smith over Diane Boulay, 63-37. Judd Howard defeats Quasi Hudson, 67-33 for State House District 71.
I'd like to thank everybody in District 71 for their support. For my family, my wife Natalie, and our two children have helped me throughout this whole process and campaigned everywhere with me. And we're looking forward to serving the district and getting to the Capitol. We've got big challenges ahead for our state.
And District 72 State House, David Huddleston with 76% of the votes over Rodney Moore.
I want to thank all the supporters out there. So I look forward to serving them for, again, the next 2 years. And the biggest thing on the agenda is, comes down to school safety, it's food insecurity, and preservation of agriculture. So I look forward to going back to Atlanta and working for the people.
The city of Bowdoin now has the authority to permit and regulate package sales on Sundays between the hours of 12:30 and 11:30 p.m. And voters give the city of Bremen the authority to regulate alcohol by the drink and package sales on Sundays from 11 a.m. until midnight. 70% of Carroll County's registered voters cast ballots in the 2024 general election, as did 74% of registered voters in Harrelson County. For breaking news throughout the day, keep your radio tuned to this station. Visit the NewsTalk1330.com website and be sure and like us on Facebook at NewsTalk1330 WLVB. In the NewsTalk1330 FM 106.3 newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington reporting.